RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Coming back into the third hour. This is the Barden Report from Republic Broadcasting. BJ Barden is my name, and we're still here on Saturday, 28th of April, 2018. And we're reading some of the horror stories, and this is up-to-date stuff of Gardasil. How can this product stay on the market and people be administered this appalling vaccination? And they're saying here more than 85,000 people have been injured or killed by Gardasil, according to the World Health Organization. And they're a pretty bent organization as well. They're forever cycling up to these pharmaceutical industries. But that's, if they say it's 85,000, it's a lot more. And saying this unfortunate young girl who was hit with this vaccination, that we're reading out the story about, put a lot of time and effort into building a solid case backed by undeniable scientific evidence favoring their claims. But the same can't be said of Merck, which reportedly presented before the judge presiding over the case none of the data from its phase 1, 2, 3, and 4 pre-licensing vaccination trials. Instead, Merck offered up post-marketing data from the Vaccine Advice Event Reporting System, whatever that is, as well as from the US CDC, their partners in crime, the CDC. Merck also focused a lot of its rebuttal on trying to discredit the Vaccine Truth website, SaneVax, etc., which has been keeping close tabs on the adverse effects associated with Gardasil ever since the vaccine was first approved by the FDA in 2006. According to data compiled by the World Health Organization, WHO, the VGAccess database, where there have been more than 85,000 reports of adverse reactions to Gardasil, and this is only one source, of the, as of April 2018, nearly 38,000 of these are nervous system disorders, 2,400 are cardiac disorders, including cardiac arrest, 53 are cases of POTS. So that means, okay, There have been 3,200 reports of seizures, epilepsy, 8,400 reports of synopsis, syncope, which is characterized by a temporary loss of consciousness caused by a rapid drop in blood pressure, and nearly 400 reports of deaths, RIP death, by Gardasil. Okay, anybody want to have a Gardasil vaccination? I mean, the publicity of this has been going on. I've been at this kind of work since 1999, 2000, intensively. And, of course, the Patriot Movement sites, this horror stories of vaccination have been going on and on and on. And, but of course, 90%, 95% of the media won't report it on Fox News. But, the same, there's a large report here on Blacklisted News. I'll give the reference to it, blacklistednews.com. Merck accused of fraud, deceit, and negligence in Gardasil case. It's about a 13-page report, and he was writing it, probably Nathan Huff, but on the Blacklisted News, a very comprehensive report on the same subject of the same sort. But again, looking after children in this world, when everybody is after them, appalling schools, appalling teachers, vaccinations, the medical professions, etc. Disgusting left-wing logic forces schools to blacklist conservative teachers' views steeped in whiteness, go against social justice theories. Here we go again. After this, I want to read a thing on homeschooling, which has again been attacked and attacked and attacked. And illegal to sell the Bible in California. Whoa, wouldn't Stalin be loved to be living in this era? He really would. But anyway, this story about blacklisting conservative people conservative views. Conservative students who aspire to one day become teachers who won't teacher won't stand a chance if two racist professors at the University of North Carolina get their way. Saying here, Erin Miller, a white woman, and Tia Stark Glass, a black woman, say the first educators of the future, that the educators of can't hold conservative viewpoints because anything other than left-leaning mindset is too steeped in whiteness. Oh boy. According to reports, the anti-white, anti-conservative duo recently co-authored a manifesto for the Journal of the New Educator that attempts to make this case that white conservative teachers aren't a proper fit fit for inner-city schools. Well, inner-city schools are a cesspit of left-wing crap. Entitled, The Maintenance of Whiteness is in Urban Education. What a title. The paper says that white educators need to learn to internalize social justice concepts in order to effectively teach colored children. And those that are least likely to do so are of those with conservative values, which become evident at every young age. Miller and Starkglass say that some of the white students in their elementary education, elementary diversity classes, that's the great one, are already showing signs of not being qualified to teach because they have impervious dispositions that would likely not qualify them to work with diverse children. Another escape word. The problem, they say, is that students believe they are being indoctrinated into anti-American values. Oh, my God. Supporting the Second Amendment makes you unfit to be a teacher, UNC professor claims. While the duo evaluate the opinion of 30 of their teachers in training, who just so happen to be white, they focus on one individual in particular, openly vocal about her support for the Second Amendment in class. And sponsored solution from the Health Ranger store. Referred to as Lara, this student was apparently singled out after vocalizing an instance in which her AP English teacher threatened to give her a zero grade if she wrote a paper about her opposition to gun control. Completely ignoring Laura's teaching skills and ability, Miller and Starkglass, black woman teachers, decided to obsess her with conservatism, which they say was troubling. Upset about the fact that Lara's conservatism spanned many topics and surfaced repeatedly throughout the course, the two UNC professors, mind you, declared that it is safe to assume that Lara probably became less culturally sensitive and open-minded the more she was allowed to speak. And it goes on and on and on, the article. Imagine this kind of stuff being officially pushed at people without any mandate whatsoever. But this other related thing that we're talking about, schools, hard-won homeschooling freedoms are under threat and must be defended. This question to Chris Ann Hall, which comes on again. Kerry MacDonald writing this article. Are modern homeschooling freedoms come with responsibility to protect those freedoms? Homeschoolers today have it easy. Many of us were in diapers when in 1977 educator John Holt created Growing Without Schooling, the first newsletter to connect and encourage homeschooling families. Holt and other social reformers provided the support and facilities, the networks that would ultimately lead to homeschooling becoming legally or recognized in all U.S. states by 1993. I sometimes wonder, the writer here says, about the courage it took those early homeschooling parents to remove their children from school before it was fully legal, to chart an alternative education path for their children when they were often the only ones on that road. I sometimes wonder if it had the same courage. Okay. And it said, homeschooling is going mainstream without being attacked. Now, homeschooling is a legitimate education option with the number of homeschoolers offering around 2 million nationwide. With expanding numbers coming, increasing diversity as families of all races, classes, religions, and ethnicities, ideologies, and academic philosophies, tailor homeschooling to the children. Well, obviously, those homeschoolers in an area would obviously eventually have to set up a school. Well, their type of school, I'm sure. So it's under attack at every level, absolutely. And the other one, again, cannot do a program without talking bizarre behavior, disturbed behavior from California. Along with California criminalizing the Bible, Google is now banning ads from Christian publishing companies.
Can you believe that?
Oh dear, Isabel Z writing this article. Google has a frightening amount of control over the internet, and although one of their past mottos was "Don't do evil," they seem to have a different set of rules when it comes to dealing with Christians and conservatives. The firm recently informed the CEO of Concordia Publishing House, Bruce Kintz, that they were banning ads relating to their CHP.org domain, which sells religious books, music, and other items related to the conservative Lutheran denomination. He was told that the problem was related to the fact that these items featured an ad and on their website referred to the Bible and or Jesus, and that such references would need to be removed before they could consider re-inclusion. Kintz posted on Facebook, was told as an example that things like our Bible challenge, our vacation Bible school webpage, would clearly need to come down before they could consider us for ads. Well, the fundamental of what they're doing is being destroyed. Interestingly, the ad type in question is marketing ads, which are shown to people who once visited the website but don't buy anything later on in hopes of attracting them back. In other words, the people who saw these ads in the first place would have already visited the site and presumably don't find the idea of Jesus in the Bible offensive. Okay. A steadfast Kintz, Lutheran Bible seller, said his firm refuses to compromise their beliefs to meet Google's demands. On the contrary, he feels it is now even more important than ever to spread the word of society's hostility towards Christian groups. This is all pretty typical behavior for Google, who recently abused its power in this way, this and many other ways. They may not be able to remove websites they don't agree with from the internet entirely, but they can certainly ensure that these sites are buried so far down the search results that few people see them. Same carry on with Amazon delisting book sales about 400 times a day with their algorithms on all the time. But again, missing money. Hard this program to say about these merger manias robbing jobs, etc. This is direct theft of money out of government. The government can't find $20 trillion while pensions funds are tanking. And John Rappaport is writing this article. Now, the missing $20 trillion does not refer to a national debt. Alerts to pension fund managers all over the planet and to everywhere else. If 1,000 U.S. global pension fund managers start asking questions, it could change everything, like stopping a nuclear war. That's a statement from former U.S. Assistant Secretary of Housing and Urban Development and now President of Solari, Catherine Austin Fitz, who is a financial analyst like no one in our time. Among other facts, she has identified a giant sucking black hole in the U.S. government and what has disappeared down the hole of money over the years, at least $20 trillion. This is the underfunding of pensions, I presume she's talking. Same in Britain here. If you're a pension fund manager, stop reading this article and immediately switch over to Fitz's article called The State of Our Pension Funds. You could begin to see the blinding light that changes your mind and changes your approach to the staggering debt your fund is dealing with, and in the process you could help lead the way to peaceful revolution. Well, I'll just stop there. It'll probably come up in this article. Not only are they underfunding the pensions, etc., you have these auditing companies auditing the pension every year and charging fees for financial advice for nothing, for doing nothing, only putting the pension into risky funds in the stock exchange. And it said, you could begin to see a blinding light on the changes that change your mind and changes your approach to the staggering debt your fund is dealing with, and in the process you could help lead the way to a peaceful revolution, a far-reaching revolution which wide-ranging prosperity, not doom, sits up the road. As for everyone else, here are a few Fitz quotes from our mind-repairing article. Okay, and she says, Catherine Austin Fitz about pensions. So what is the problem? It's not a problem for $21 trillion to go missing from DODs and HUDs, and it's possible for, and it is possible for the government to come up with some more than 20 plus trillion to give a loan to the banks in a bailout. Well, 800 billion they gave them, yeah, when there is no legal obligation to do so, and when we the government can transfer trillions of the most valuable technology in the world to private corporations at zero cost to them and great cost to the taxpayer. I assume that fixing whatever pension fund problem there is not difficult. However, the political will must exist to want to do it. Okay, it's going off onto a slight tangent here. I'll just get on here. Rolling pensions are... Yeah, failing pensions funds are on the hook for $5 trillion, and the federal government has no answer. Well, that is the supreme con job. As Fitz points out, the government is playing far larger money games without a shred of concern. And she goes on to say, and this is just the beginning for the rabbit hole Fitz of the rabbit hole. Fitz has been traveling for the past several decades. Here is her basic proposition. Prosperity for the many but not the few is eminently possible and doable. Starting from the premise and deploying her relentless skills as an analyst, she has discovered the strategies the government and the mega corporations have been employing to undermine and torpedo an economically healthy society. Finding and illuminating these strategies was not her basic intent. Her basic intent was lifting all boats for the citizenry. I writing that recently for somebody about in the 60s, the rising tide was lifting all boats and everybody was living lifted. Not anymore, the way money is corralled. And because of her desire to help people, did not waver in the slightest. She didn't turn away. Okay. But the pension funds, basically, this goes into great detail, this article, are in big trouble all over the place, underfunded, and in a receivership in companies. You have the debtors, the shareholders, the banks, and the pension fund is like down several rates, and they have never corrected that. It should be number one. And that's where company law is today. And you have this carry-on of off-balance sheet activity, which is bigger than the turnover of the country itself. And usually the people who audit these companies, like the one gone down here in Britain, Carillion, a major construction company, was KPMG, who signed off the accounts a few months before. It's been hunky-dory, and then it went bust spectacularly a few months later. But... And a story here about a genuine e-waste recycler sentenced to over a year in prison for fixing old PCs and selling them. Talking earlier on about you can get very good PCs in Britain here after having to spend too much on the computer if you buy the right place. But I'll just do this story quickly. I'm off to a break soon. But John very polite in this. Computer technician and e-waste recycler Eric Lundgren is going to prison for 15 months for selling restored disks for computers, which would extend their longevity and allow them to resold to users. A federal appeals court in Miami rejected the appeal in his case this week, upholding a federal district judge's ruling that Lundgren violated Microsoft's copyright by selling the disks. Urging court to defending Microsoft, who don't pay subtle tax anywhere and have a crushing monopoly. Three of these judges are employed to work for the multinationals. Absolutely. We're going to the first break of the third hour, and we should be back in a few minutes.
As a listener of RBN, you're surely concerned about being informed and being ready for whatever may come. Please consider the following questionnaire as a soul-jarring wake-up call. If you answer no to more than two of these following questions, you probably aren't going to make it through any major disruption in our country. The questions were compiled by people that have been there. Are you really ready? Do you own your own firearm for the primary defense and protection of you and your loved ones? Have you ever been professionally trained to stand against life-threatening behavior? Have you ever practiced enough to fire 500 rounds during a 2 to 4 day time frame, day and night? Can you load, unload, fire, and clear a jam in total darkness? Have all the adults in your household been professionally trained? Are you, life and death, comfortable with your abilities with pistol, revolver, shotgun, and rifle? Are you aware that everything that you do to prepare for an emergency is a waste of time, money, and energy? If you haven't honed your abilities to their highest level to protect and keep what you have, do you have the repair parts that will most likely be needed for each of your firearm, and do you have the ability to install those parts? Could you completely clean every firearm you own? Are you aware that your body won't go where your mind hasn't been? In other words, without proper training, followed by regular practice, you probably will not win a gunfight. Well, how did you measure up? Take the once-in-a-lifetime opportunity to start correcting your deficiencies by receiving your Commander Lifetime Membership with Front Sight Firearms Training Facility. A one-time donation to RBN for $500 will give you a Commander Lifetime Membership at Front Sight as a tremendously huge thank-you bonus. See details on RBN's webpage to make it happen. The clock is ticking. You had better be ready before it happens.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Okay, the music fading away there. Okay, we're coming back in for the first break of the third hour. I'm just reading a story here about a genuine guy recycling, overhauling computers, really, being sent to jail for 18 months for affecting the income of Microsoft. I mean, this is just a shocking, really, the prison state we live in. This guy, Eric Lundgren, get his name right. As the judge said, he was violating Microsoft's copyright by selling the discs. He was selling them as used discs. Although these restored discs come free with every computer, there is a license key that is tied to the first buyer, which makes it effectively impossible to restore these computers for a private sale. Well, that's not the case in the UK. That is, unless you want to pay Microsoft for an entirely new license, at which point most people would just choose to buy a new computer. Lundgren, I'm going to prison, and I've accepted it. What I'm not okay with is people not understanding why I'm going to prison. Hopefully my story can shine some light on the e-waste epidemic we have in the United States, how wasteful we are, and what point do people stand up and say something I didn't say, I just did it. By keeping computers out of landfills for just a few more years, Lundgren was really... You don't put computers in landfill. There's computer recycling depots in every town in the UK. If you want to get rid of electronic waste, you go there. By keeping computers out of the landfill for just a few more years, Lundgren was really doing great work for both the environment and people with lower incomes who cannot afford to go out and buy new computers. Even the judge expressed remorse, he did, he really, during the sentencing, but still decided to send him to prison for 15 months anyway. This is a difficult sentencing, according to the judge. This is him quoting him. This is a difficult sentencing because I credit everything you are telling me. You are a very remarkable person. This case is especially difficult because of who you are today and in terms of who you have become. Senior U.S. District Judge Daniel T.K. Hurley, Irish kid, told him in court last year. Initially, Microsoft was open about the fact that Blundrum, imagine Microsoft with their franchise lawyer show up here to take this case, was being prosecuted because his operation negatively impacted their revenue stream. Microsoft lawyer Bonnie McNaughton, another Irish one, wrote in a statement to the judge that these sales of counterfeit operations operating systems displaced Microsoft's potential sales in genuine operating systems. Those are loaded. However, since the case has gotten so much media attention and many are seeing Lundgren as a hero, Microsoft has changed their tune and are saying that this is a measure that was taken to protect people from malware. In a statement this week, Microsoft went on the defensive about the prosecution. Microsoft actively supports efforts to address e-waste and has worked with responsible e-recyclers to recycle more than 11 million kilograms of e-waste since 2016. That's absolute peanuts. Unlike most e-recyclers, Lundgren sought out counterfeit software which he designed as legitimate and sold to other refurbishers. This counterfeit software exposes people to purchase recycled PCs to malware and other forms of cybercrime, etc. But again, the commercial courts in America are on the side of the multinationals. In the commercial court of the Masons. But Big Brother, there's just three stories from China here briefly, and it's going to get this bad in the United States and Britain very soon. I should give out the number again. The phone number, if you want to comment on these stories, is 800-313-9443. 800-313-9443. This is Big Brother Sees You. Chinese jaywalkers receive their fine immediately through SMS. the technology is in America to do that now as well. Facial recognition technology is really starting to become a big deal in China. It wasn't that long ago when Chinese traffic police began using facial recognition to nab those who were violating traffic laws. Now they've taken things a step further with artificial intelligence. When the facial recognition cameras catch someone jaywalking, not only will they be identified, named, and publicly shamed, they will also be sent text messages telling them that their violation is what their violation is and how much fine they have to pay. Okay, we're at the bottom of the hour break. We should be back in a few minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to. So I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's A-N-G-I-O-P-R-I-M.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll-free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Did you know that neither the American Medical Association nor the American Bar Association were established to benefit the American people? Have you recognized that in our country, health care has little to do with health and that our court system has nothing to do with justice? The priests of both medicine and law have been incentivized to implement a dark agenda on behalf of the Bilderbergers and their ilk. To protect ourselves and our progeny, we need to take a much closer look at how these two giant industries really work. Join me, Al Whitney, on In Defense of Humanity, Saturdays at 7 p.m. Central, as we expose the matrix and learn how not to consent to our own destruction.
Hi, folks. CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Okay, and we're coming back in for the break of the third, bottom of the hour, the third hour. And I'm just reading out a story here and two others from China, which is an ultimate communist state, embracing free enterprise. But the heavy hand of government is really coming down on people, where people can be instantly fined for jaywalking using facial recognition cameras, right? This is, and things can only get worse for traffic violators. According to Wang, the system, this was read in this report in China, the system will also register exactly how many times a person has violated the city's traffic laws. And if they reach a specific number of violations, it will be have an effect on their social credit score. Now, remember that phrase, people. Social credit score. This is, again, the Hitler Youth thing. And if you're, then you'll eventually be, within a digital cashless society, which they're trying to introduce, you will be wiped out. You cannot function. And it will affect your social credit score. This, in turn, would limit their ability to access certain things that they might need. Well, just about everything, such as public transportation systems, even loans for public from public banks. According to Wang Junior Jun, Wang Jun, this is the guy's name, the director of marketing solutions at IntelliFusion, sending out the text messages may be maybe the missing piece of in the puzzle of preventing future traffic violations. Jaywalking has already been an issue in China and can hardly be resolved just by imposing fines or taking people photos of the offenders, he explained. But a combination of technology and psychology can greatly reduce instances of jaywalking and will prevent repeat offenders. Facial recognition technology may seem scary, but you'll find that the things that are a little bit worse than you think. Facial recognition systems are tasked with generating so-called face prints for individuals who can then be stored in a facial recognition database. These face prints are created by scanning human faces and measuring the distance between various points, such as the width of their nose, their depth of their eyes, etc., with thousands of dimensions being recorded digitally. All in all, there are more than 80 nodal points, okay, in a human face that can be tracked and accounted for by facial recognition scanners. It's like a fingerprint of the face, effectively. And it is these points that used for referencing, etc., etc., etc. That goes on and on about jaywalking. But that's on its way, my friend, to the United States and Europe and Britain. That's the next thing. And if they let this 5G technology in, we're absolutely in a prison. But they said China, two other stories from China, one about these, where they gave these bikes, free bikes for people. China cities filled with proverbial corpses of the rotting bike scare industry. Now, that sounds weird, but the mass transfer of wealth from Western nations like the United States to developing ones like China has spurred economic growth in the world's second largest economy. But with this growth has come a whole lot of needless waste, thanks in large part to failed socialist policies. And they're talking about bikes being hiring bikes in cities. This is what the so-called sharing economy in China is going bust, at least with regards to the rental bicycle industry. Reports indicate that the bike share companies were so eager to turn a profit that they manufactured and released too many bikes far too soon. As a result, there is now a glut of damaged, abandoned bicycles littering the Chinese landscape. It was a good idea at the time, but it wasn't properly planned out based on the tenets of supply and demand. That's because China has historically been a communist country, a command economy, having only recently converted to a form of socialism that in many ways resembles the path of the United States. Seems to be going down, and with its adaptation, to protect of a product-sharing economy. In China, companies realize so many million bicycles without proper and even people to ride them, that they now sit in a large piles all across the Asian landscape. Cities have been impounding these bikes by the thousands as they constantly been found alongside roadways in bushes and around buildings. Just 2 days after China's third largest bike sharing company went under, a photograph from the southeastern city of Xiamen, X-I-A-M-M-E, took photographs of thousands of bicycles that had been laid to rest, the proverbial corpses of a social pipe dream gone belly up. In the letter that was released publicly, the chief executive of Blue Go-Go, that's the name of the bike company, a now defunct bike sharing company, admitted that there were plenty of mistakes along the way, etc., etc., etc. Anyway, that scheme just did not work. Okay. But this is like a horror story from China. China plans to finance and build 1,000 coal-fired power stations worldwide, this including in African countries where they've invested in these African roads for them, etc., etc. But they're in there to get the minerals that are going to be mined there. And they're going to build 1,000 coal-fired stations to pollute the world. It's not a great idea. David Williams writing this article. I'll just read a bit of it. China has big plans concerning renewable energy in the future. After all, increased adoption of renewable energy sources can help China plan to clean up its skies and minimize level of pollution. But while everything seems to be on the right track domestically, quite the opposite appears to be going on outside of the borders. As online reports indicate, almost half of all the new coal generation expected to occur in the next decade will be due to the work of a number of different Chinese corporations around the world. This is based on data compiled and presented by the Berlin-based environmental group called Urgewald, Urgewald, showed that there will be more than 700 new coal plants built in China and in other countries over the next few years. So Urgworld's report is clear that many of the coal plants are going to be based in China. If we look at things based on capacity, we'll find that about 20% of all new power stations will be constructed in countries outside China. All told, Urgworld said that the overall number of planned coal plants for construction is 1,600. Oh yes, 1,600, not 1,000. This will reportedly expand the world's coal-fired power generation capacity by about 43%. Wow. And it goes on not to say more pollution coming your way, right, from the Chinese coal plants. No problem. But this next story, I've been holding it back. This is shocking. This is absolutely shocking. Glad we're on at this time of night to read this one out, not during the day. But Maine House Democrats vote to allow female genital mutilation. I'll read that again. State of Maine House Democrats have voted to allow female genital mutilation. And I got this from Deborah Tavares, who sent me the reference. The state of Maine should have their statehood dissolved and they should be dropped from the union. Every woman in Maine must undergo the surgery, no exceptions, and every male in Maine should be castrated immediately. The Democratic Party should be banned from politics forever. This is Deborah Tavares talking. Maine House Democrats votes to do what they said there. And following swift action from the House Democrats on the last day of the legislative session, there will be no female genital mutilation ban in the Pine Free State. I mean, they're not banning it, therefore they're allowing it. After months of pretending they wanted to stop the barbaric ritual child abuse of FGM, the Democrat caucus showed their true colors on the issue last Wednesday night. By a final vote of 77-70, the House killed the FGM ban in mostly party-line vote. Representative Kathy Nado, Democrat, was the only Democrat who crossed the aisle to protect young daughters of immigrants in Maine from this brutal abuse. Well, it goes on in Pakistani and Muslim communities. You can see a full roll call vote by clicking here. Okay. Republican Representative Heather Strokey of Scarborough points out Democrats voted to kill the FGM ban in April, which is Child Abuse Prevention Month, and in fact they did it on the week of the young child, a week called the week of the young child. These Democrats are now absolutely obscene. They're absolutely obscene. I don't know what other word you can call them. Representative Soroki said Maine House Democrats initially decided to table the bill with the intent of letting it cowardly die without the courtesy of a vote. However, supporters of the ban made their voices heard. Playing games with child abuse is shameful, Representative Soroki said. Finally, after hours of phone calls from over the country and state urging Speaker Giddison to relent, she brought the bill to the floor at 10:30. The Democrats like to talk about victims' rights, women's rights, child advocacy, human rights, and justice, but their votes on this horrific form of child abuse did not back up their talk. The same FGM ban killed in the House passed the state Senate 30-5 with only the most far-lefts voting it. I assume that's the same state. Last week, House Democrats passed a toothless bill that would actually ban FGM. Representative Karen Gerrish of Lebanon called the show vote a sad state of affairs for young female Mainers, well, Muslim women. It was a feel-good vote that I suppose will make it appear that they voted for FGM. Anyway, they're just playing games in the parliamentary procedures. That's what they're saying. But that's the state of Maine. Wow. Something else. But that's just talking earlier on about this merger mania, and again, very sinister behavior by these multinationals. I and others intend kicking up hell about this Sainsbury Asda. What's behind it? But the Ford Motor Company are going to give up making cars. They're going to specialize in vans, 4x4s, and trucks. They're getting out and making cars. Can you believe Now, this ties in with an Agenda 21 policy of getting rid of private property and people owning anything. This is what's going on here. And I just read a bit. The company Ford has put Americans in cars affirmed Wednesday that those vehicles are going the way of the Model T and will focus even more on trucks and SUVs. Ford, during its announcement Wednesday, said that it had first quarter profits of $1.7 billion, said its traditional car lineups will soon be trimmed to just the Mustang and the new Ford Focus for the next year. By 2020, nearly 90% of Ford's product lineup in the North American will be trucks, SUVs, etc., etc. Well, 2020, that's 2 years away. I find this hard to believe, reading this article, I really do. Ford also unveiled plans to pair an additional $11 billion in costs between 1919 and 1922. These reductions would come up on top of $14 billion in cuts that the automaker previously announced in the fall. The latest planned reductions will come from areas including engineering, materials, costs, and marketing and sales. Ford's chief financial officer, Bob Shanks, told reporters, "It is too early to say whether the additional cuts and efficiency opportunities result in layoffs or staffing requirements. We have looked at every single part of the business," Shanks said. "It's a little bit of everything, and I don't think they're done yet." Well, these people are preparing for, this company is preparing for a financial collapse that's going to wipe us out. They'll be basically selling most of the goods to commercial corporations in a totally different world. But this is what's behind this. Additionally, Ford is said to expect to put $5 billion less into capital expenditure from 2019 to 2022. Shanks, the financial officer, said that rising costs for commodities such as aluminium, steel, copper were nearly $500 million drag on Ford's performance for the quarter. For the year, higher commodity costs are expected to be $1.5 billion. Okay, but anyway, Ford giving up making cars. Can you believe that? I find that really hard, but it's not just the market they're looking at. These multinationals are maneuvering for a collapse of unprecedented scale, like this merger in Britain of Sainsbury's and Asda, which I didn't see coming, but it's now beginning to fit into a jigsaw of all this Agenda 21. And they're preparing for this carry-on. In North America, Ford's biggest market, the automaker, pre-tax profits were down $200 million. I'm saying what they lost worldwide. But they were nearly bust before. They actually put the Ford logo, they hocked to put it up for pawn. They gave it to a bank and to borrow so many billion dollars, which they paid back last year. And they only got their logo and Ford name back from the bank there last year. Otherwise, they would have been sold probably to the Chinese. Whoa, shocking, absolutely shocking. One of the last few articles today, how the globalism game leads to a new world order. When Brandon Smith writes this article for Activist Post, when globalists speak publicly about the new world order, they are speaking, we just read something on it there in Ford, something very specific rather sacred in their little cult of elitism. It is not simply the notion that civilization shifts or changes abruptly on its own. Rather, it's their name for directed and engineered version, a world built according to their rules, not the world that evolved naturally according to necessity. There are other names for this engineered vision, including the global economic reset. Sure, I've heard that movie used many times. Or the more general innocuous term, globalism. Yeah. But the intention is the same. The ultimate goal of the new world order as an ideology is total centralization of economic and governmental power into the hands of a select and unaccountable bureaucracy made up of international financiers. Well, the Illuminati, that's their name for themselves. The illuminated ones. We are just for disposal. This is the government's governance according to the dictates of Plato's Republic, a delusional fantasy which world in which benevolent philosophers, kings, supposedly smarter and more objective than the rest of us, rule from on high with specific precision and wisdom. Well, the thing of it is, the people are doing this have been three generations preparing it, and they have enormous capacity in technocracy to implement it and destroy us. It's not going to be a velvet revolution to get rid of it, that's for sure. Such precision and objectivity within human systems is not possible. Of course, human beings are far too susceptible to their own biases and personal desires to be given totalitarian power over others. The results will always be destruction and disaster. Then add to this the fact that the kinds of people who often pursue such power, who, by the way, are always sociopaths and psychopaths, whatever that is, the Tony Blairs of this world, are predominantly narcissistic psychopaths, and they've just said what I'm going to say. Very good. Okay, we're coming up to the last break, and we should be back in a few minutes.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Coming back in the last few minutes of the program today, just finish out this article. Well, some of it, we have to go back in it next week. How the globalism con game leads to a new world order of basically of tyranny. And Brandon Smith is writing this article. And he said, usually this people in these multinationals are made up of narcissistic psychopaths and sociopaths. Absolutely. I've worked in multinationals. I've met them. In a government structure, high levels, centralization is allowed to form. It opens the door for these mentally and spiritually broken people to play their twisted motives on a global scale, on a global stage. It is important to remember that sociopaths are prone to fabricating all kinds of high-minded ideals to provide cover for their actions. Oh, yeah, it's Tony Blair again. This is to say they will adopt a host of seemingly noble causes to rationalize their scramble for power. But in the end, these humanitarians only care about imposing their will on the many of us. Like these human rights lawyers are some of the most vile lawyers you'll ever meet, including Clooney's wife and Sherry Blair's wife, human rights lawyers, made millions on human rights, by the way. There are many false promises, misrepresentations, and fraudulent concepts surrounding the narratives of globalism. Some of them are rather clever and subversive, and are difficult to pick out of the deliberately created fog. The scheme involves implementing globalism are designed to confuse the masses with crisis until they end up asking for more centralized and less freedom, centralization, less freedom. Let's examine some of the most common propaganda methods and arguments being pushed for globalism. One, globalism is all about free markets. Well, I won't read the paragraph on it. Globalism is about free markets. No, it's about monopoly. Globalism is about multipolar world, a mentally disturbed world by the pharmaceutical industry. Nationalism is the source of war and globalism. Macron's, I should have said it from that chap, caller, Macron, made a speech denouncing and abusing nationalism. Well, see, he's a globalist. He doesn't want sovereign power. He doesn't even want France to be a sovereign power. He's put in by the Rothschilds to promote the European Union. And this is what the French voted for. I mean, the French used to be pretty aggressive protecting their lifestyle, but why they voted for Macron is a total confusion. And the other ones, I'll go back to next week, with this paragraph, globalism is natural and inevitable. No, sir, it's not. It's silent warfare against the rest of us on every level of life. And I'll go to the end of the article and I'll go back in the next week. After 8 long years of ultra-loose monetary policy from the Federal Reserve, it's no secret that inflation is primed to soar. If your IRA or 401k is exposed to this threat, it's critical to act now, a bit late to act now. That's why thousands of Americans are moving their retirement into a gold IRA. Well, that's the certificate. Learn how you can do this with a free info kit from Birch Gold, etc., etc., etc. Well, as I said before, people who have signed irrevocable letters of intent not to take a lump sum out of their pension, they are absolutely screwed. But anyway, we're coming to the end of the program. It's fair to say we'll be back this time next week. The Barden Report, and we'll talk to you then.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited. So take a breath, head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
You're listening to the Republic.